Coach, with respect to Tyrod, you know, you got the year to spend with him in Baltimore, working pretty closely with him every day. Was there any part of his game that after that year together, you said, man, I wish we could have worked on this a little bit more, that now you have the opportunity to do with him here?
No, obviously we had Joe. So working with Joe, he and Joe got along very, very well. They were great. They worked, they worked through all their progressions and did all their work together, their study together. I don't think so. For everything that we asked Tyrod to do that year, and he only got a few snaps, he did a very good job. I was very impressed with his work habits, his study habits. He was always on task. We quiz the quarterbacks every Saturday before a Sunday game, go through the whole game plan, and he was always on task with that. He did everything that we asked, and obviously he's a very talented, gifted athlete. So I don't think that there was anything that he didn't. Obviously he had some success the last couple of years here.
How much of a group have you seen since 2014 to today?
Well, we're still working through that. I think he is everything that I expected. He's doing what I would have expected when I worked with him in Baltimore. I think he knows what he's doing. He knows where everybody is. He's a good leader in the huddle, and I think he's doing a good job. Obviously, his work habits are just as great as they were back then. I mean, he's working his tail off at it. He's watching film. He's doing work outside the building.
What are you able to do? Well, I guess first off, what makes Tyrod the right fit for your offense, and what are you able to do to fit the offense?
Well, right fit or not fit, he's a good player. I mean, he throws the ball well, and he's athletic, so he can do some of the stuff that we want to do when we move him out of the pocket. But I've had quarterbacks that aren't as gifted that can still get that done because they have to defend the run. And obviously with the guys we have up front and LaShawn, I think we can run the ball pretty doggone good. So they will have to defend a lot of the field.
How can you fit this offense, what you've used in the past, to some of the stuff that Tyrod does well?
That's just natural. I mean, like I said, when we were in Baltimore, he did a good job with anything we did, drop back, keepers, our play pass. He handles the checks very well. So I don't think it's a matter of making anything square pegs and round holes or round holes and square. I think he plays the game well, and that's what we're trying to do is get our guys to play the game well and win some games.
Rick, you've spent the past 6 or 7 years working under Gary. How much have you gotten from that, and how much might your philosophy change now that you're under a new coach for the first time in a number of years?
Well, in those 6 and 7 years and then 14 of the previous 15, I was with Mike Shanahan. So, and Alex Gibb taught me the run game. All of that goes together. I mean, you have to go that together. My philosophy is kind of what I've developed over the years, which is very similar to those. I don't know how much it's going to change. Certainly, there's a few things that we're doing that we've watched on film that we didn't do over the last couple of years. Some things that they did here that Juan and I have talked about, run game particularly, that they've done very well that we're going to try and carry over. It's whatever we think we need to do for the 2017 Buffalo Bills to move the ball, right, make first downs and win the game. I think it's a blend of everything, but it's always going to be all about the Bills.
You mentioned the run game briefly there. How much easier does LeSean McCoy make everything for you?
Well, certainly he's a great player. I mean, he's done, his success is over the years has been great. I've always watched him and marveled at the things he could do. He can make people miss. He can create lanes on his own, if you will. So it does make things easier. I think he runs any scheme very well. I mean, as long as he's making yards, I'm happy.
What about the depth behind McCoy?
Behind?
LeSean.
Oh, okay. We lost a player, but that's just what happens. And we get count on Jonathan and Cedric and the guys that we got behind. We got Joe from we had some experience with him in Jacksonville, so we get some guys, and we're going to compete and see what happens. We know LeSean can make some plays, but you know, sometimes he'll need a break, but those guys are here for a reason. They're here to compete, to get some playing time and some carries.
With five quarterbacks, you know, getting guys time might be a tough thing. How are you kind of navigating that, knowing you got some young people that you probably want to get reps and a guy in TJ who's, I think, been in the system before?
Yeah, I had TJ in Houston. I feel comfortable that he knows what to do, but it's a competition, and we're just in May right now. We don't have to play for a while. We don't even have to practice, you know, in training camp for a while. So we're trying to get everybody as many reps as we can, but just knowing we're trying to train the guys that are going to be playing in September. We're trying to make sure that they get the bulk of the reps, but we're not discounting anybody's experience. We're trying to give them all the experience, and some of it may have to be just on tape for the time being. But at some point in time, that'll work itself out. I don't have any problem with it, you know. Certainly for Nathan, who just got here, you know, and he had a rookie minicamp. Coming up next week will be the first time he hears some of this stuff. He's not heard it before. So it'll be good for him to watch the veterans do that. For the other guys that have been here a while, they've heard it once, but they've heard these first 3 days three times. So, you know, it's just the way we kind of present them. The bulk of the material, most of what we try to teach concepts are in the first 3 days of install. So that's why we try to teach that three times in a row. Now we're getting to some more specialty things, some third downs and some red zone, some different situations, and they maybe need to sit back and take a look at those and watch other guys rep those things. But we'll all get the right experience and we'll all make the right decision. I think those things will play out pretty easily.
Hey, Rick, as you went through the film for the offseason watching this offense last year, why do you – it's been a few years that they have struggled to pass the ball effectively. It's a great running team, but they have struggled with the pass. What did you decipher in the film that you thought were some of the problems?
I tried not to be critical. I was looking at personnel only, right? What do we need to do? Who do we need to keep on this team that I think can make some plays and to go on? I was not even looking at their scheme, I'm not even going to comment on that. All I'm worried about is forward, moving forward, right? I know who the players that we have, and I think the potential that we can do a good job with, and some guys that can make a lot of plays, you know, and some guys that are going to be good backup guys. That's all I was trying to do looking at their tape. I was not even trying to look at their schemes. I just know that up front we get some good players. LaShawn's a good player, very good player. Tyrod can make some plays, and obviously Sammy can make some plays. So from then on, we're just going to fill the team, give the guys the opportunities that prove themselves to be players. You know, give the better they play, the more opportunities they'll get, and then by opening day against the Jets, we'll have a 53-man roster that we think can win some games.
Rick, as much as you know what Sammy Watkins can do by watching, well, you didn't probably get to see him all that much because he only played 8 games last year, but how much of a setback is it that Sammy won't be on the field for at least until training camp and not get accustomed to what you want him to do?
Well, there's not a whole lot we can do about that, setback or not. So we're giving him every experience we can. I mean, asking him questions in the meeting, make sure he's up to task, and he has been. Asked him a question today that was a little obscure, and he answered it fine. So he's been studying, he's been working out. So all we can do is give him all the experience we can video, let him see some things. If he get a chance to do anything, it'd be only in a walkthrough. And when the time comes, he goes out to compete. We got to get him healthy and get him on the field.
Jake, you have something, Jake?
Back to just Zay Jones and Deion Dawkins, the two high picks for you guys. So I'm just curious as to the philosophy. I know you want to bring them along at a pace that they can handle, but when you have guys like that that I think people hope can push for significant contributing roles, do you drop them in the deep end of the pool and see if they swim? I'm just kind of curious what the approach is with those guys.
Oh, the approach is just like anybody else. If they're on this roster, if in that meeting room, we think they can play. Even, you know, I was a college free agent, and I squeezed 9 years out of it. So hopefully, you know, we saw something in everybody to get them out there. You know, obviously we thought pretty highly of those guys to draft them, but we're going to have them go out there and compete. And like I said, once they show that they can handle the material, they'll work for playing time, and they'll work for more playing time, you know, the better they get.
Sean, last week you mentioned the learning curve that you guys are all kind of going through right now as a coaching staff, getting to know each other. how do you see that coming along so far?
Oh, I think that's coming along well. I mean, the you know, just like he said, I mean, every process that we do, we went through free agency, we went through the draft. It's all different for everybody because we've all come from different systems. This is how we did it. Well, that may not be exactly how we do it. There's some similarities in everything we do, even in these camps, you know, how much each period, how much we do, what kind of rotation do we want, how much do we want those guys to play. But it's with Sean, he's very open. You know, this is the way I think. What do you guys think? And then we talk it out and we come up with a group decision. You know, let's get this done this way. And it's been great. I mean, his conversations with me, you know, I asked for a little bit more individual time. He tried to squeeze a little bit. There's a lot of techniques that we're trying to teach. He tried to squeeze it. And then one time he said, I can't give you anymore. This is all we got. So we'll make do with what we have. So it's really been a good give and take. And I've known Leslie for a long time, you know. And I just said, look, we're going to just do our install. We're not trying to win practice. We're trying to do our install. But if there's something that you need us to show you, hey, we probably got it in the playbook somewhere. Just tell me and we'll do it done. He said the same thing defensively with coverages.
Hey, Rick, how critical in your philosophy is the tight end to, you know, a productive offense? We've seen it in the league. This team, again, struggled a little bit with the tight end involved, the way maybe people thought. How critical do you think a big, productive tight end is?
Well, I think there are 11 guys on offense, so each guy's got to pull his weight, right? And I think Charles has been a good player over the years. He's obviously had some big years. I think he'll do fine in this system. And again, well, we're just seeing who gets the ball. But if whoever makes the plays, that's who we're going to try and get the ball to. So that'll all work itself out. I don't have any problem at all with how Charles is working and he's studying and trying to get. He actually made a couple and ran a couple of great routes over the last couple of days. Just things that we've done over the years that, you know, that some of the guys that we've had. But we've had some all kinds of variety of tight ends, from, you know, the real fast athletics to the not so athletic, and we'll make something. Whatever we got, whatever 11's on the team, we'll figure out how to get them the ball and make it work.
Rick, I know you're moving forward and not looking back, but ground and pound was the philosophy in the previous years, and it succeeded with the fact that the team did lead the league in rushing the last 2 years. Is it still ground and pound, or I know you like a balanced approach.
I love a balanced approach, but we are playing in the AFC East. I mean, there's going to be some bad weather games where you have to run the ball well. I mean, that's just all there is to it. And I think we will. I really have confidence in our system. I have confidence in the players that we have in that locker room. But once they're up in there, you know, you take your shots over their head. That's the way I've always tried to do it in the years that I've learned this game from the guys that taught me the game. So we'll be successful running it, and when they're up there trying to stop the run, we'll take our shots down the field.